We can, our public, we can call the
Okay.
meeting to order. I have 6:34. All right, welcome everyone. Public comment. Ardith, I guess we'll hear from you a little later on the Friends report. Okay. Minutes. We're going to do the minutes separately because we had some board members absent, different board members absent for our special meeting. So we'll go ahead and do those separately. Hopefully, you've had time to look at everything. So we'll start with the minutes from February 16th, 2022. A motion to approve those minutes.
So move, Jim.
Second, Jane.
Jim and Jane, thank you. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion
Aye.
carried. Okay, that will be six because Santino wasn't here that meeting. All right. Next was a special meeting of February 25th. Motion to approve these minutes.
So move, Jim.
Second, Fred.
Jim and Fred, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining?
Aye.
So Jane and Santino.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So motion carried with how many are we? Five, right? Special meeting, March 3rd. Motion to approve those minutes.
So move, Jim.
Second, Fred.
Jim and Fred. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nope.
Abstaining or? No, abstaining?
Two abstaining.
Actually,
three.
Three. Yeah. Jane, Santina, and Sue abstaining. Okay, motion carried. Thank you. And thank you again, Arlene, for taking a minute. And
you're very
Santina's
welcome.
Absent. All right. Treasurer's report.
Let me start off before we do our normal ritual by saying that I looked at last year's closing numbers. And one of the things that the controller does not like to see is that communities tax the residents and don't spend all the money. We're not here to build up savings accounts. So,
right.
And I haven't been able to look at it because the auditor hadn't completely finalized things, but now he has. I went back and I looked at it, and the budget was for $184,680, which was public money. And then there was an additional money. Well, I don't know if they would include that as public money or not, but there was a library system grant for another $2,200. But if you put all it together, it's $186,912. And actually, we spent $206,052. So, yes, we did spend all the money that we got from the state. And our revenue was rounded off to about 200,000, and our expenditures were 206,000. So we spent more than we brought in last year. Not a big deal. You don't want to keep doing that indefinitely, but it's okay when you do it occasionally. So that was a net loss of about 6,300. Okay. Any questions on that aspect of things?
That was about 3%. What? 3% loss?
Yeah.
You say 6,200.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And aren't we, don't the authorities permit us to go as high as 2% of high side?
Yeah, probably. I don't think we ever, well, maybe Arlene would remember. Have we ever really taken in more money than we, more tax money than we've spent?
I'm not sure, Jim. It's in, we've always gotten so many donations and such, so that I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but yes, Fred, they do allow us to get a little extra money.
Yeah.
Okay, any questions on the P&L?
Well, just before we go on, I just want to thank you, Jim, for bringing that to our attention.
Kate, do you have a problem with your microphone?
Oh, me?
You, yes.
I don't think so. You can't hear me?
Very poorly.
Your voice is softer tonight.
Let me move my, I have a mic. Is that better?
A little, yeah.
A little? Let me see if I can adjust. All right. I'll talk louder. How about that? Does that work?
Better, yeah.
Is that better? Okay.
Okay. Any questions on the P&L or the balance sheet?
I just have one question, and I'm assuming we haven't gotten a bill from the accountant yet because it doesn't show anything spent.
Deb, is that right?
We haven't gotten anything from the accountant yet, so no.
Okay.
One thing I noticed is that we are down $30,000 from last month. And if you take our annual budget, and we shouldn't be spending that much money in any given month. I'm not sure exactly what it's from. $15,000-$16,000 a month is typically what we should be running. But that will probably get adjusted next month. Although we did plan this year's budget with the idea that we would be down money and that we would have to take some from the capital fund to make up for it. If anybody remembers that. Any other questions or comments? Arlene, your mic must be broken.
No, the things I noticed, I'm sure everybody did. I mean, we are, I always look at the percents, and we're at 68% expenditures for our budget, and we should only be at 66 2/3. So
that's close enough.
It's very close.
If you, some things that are kind of interesting, if you look at, page 2 of 3 of the profit and loss. Let me turn a light on here for a second, please. Some things have been corrected. Remember we had this problem with the percentages where some of the percentages were outlandish, right. Outlandishly high.
Right.
We've made some corrections on that. So if you look at books and magazines, this one's kind of hard to see. It was, I think it was 91% last month, and it's 92% this month. But we've increased spending $1,000 or about $1,000 on that. So that would be a 10% increase in the overall budget, but it only went up 1% because we've adjusted the way that percentage is calculated. And down in the program expense, again, that was, I think, 800 and some percent. Now it's 89%. And library equipment was 626%. Now it's only 104%. So we've made some progress in those areas, and hopefully it won't be as shocking as it was. Okay. I guess we move on to the expenditure details here.
Yeah.
And
I guess I'm up again.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
All right. So we're looking at approval of bill payments and the receipts log. So let's start with general operating checking 219 through 34. Starting with the 23rd of February with a deposit. All right, next page, general operating checking 35 through 318.
Okay.
And I do have a question about this, Deb. I'm a little I don't know. I missed something. Their e-pay for Visa, $71.88, but then there is a Visa bill that is for $17.99.
That the e-pay on this register is for last month.
Okay. So we already. Okay.
The other Visa is for this month.
Okay. I thought it must be the billing date, something like that. Thank you. All right. We'll go on to the operating grants checking 35 through 318 with deposit and one payment. Next page is the Visa as of March 14th for $17.99. Next is receipts log 211 through 39. And then we have the vendor balance detail as of March 14th. With a split, small grants for $54.91 and general operating $13.19.
The vendor balance is for Amazon because we haven't gotten the bill yet.
Okay. Any questions? All right. So we're looking for a motion to approve bill payments. General operating checking 219 through 34. General operating checking 35 through 318. Operating grants checking 35 through 318. The Visa bill March 14th, as of March 14th. I'm trying to turn the page here. Receipts log 211 through 39. And the vendor balance detail as of March 14th. Do we have a motion to approve those expenditures?
So move, Arlene.
Arlene?
Second, Jane.
Second, Jane. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Anyone abstaining? Okay, motion carried. Thank you. Director's report. Thank you, Deb. Busy, busy. Questions for Deb?
I have one on the first page. I'm just curious, so. Do you have plans for this inclusive conversations?
I do. I'm thinking about trying to do an environmental talk. And I think the reason I'm thinking that is because you guys keep talking about this solar farm, and I'm not sure much about it. And I wonder how much anybody in the community knows about it. But I also don't know who to approach. In the meantime, though, I'm going to be, the Young Professionals Group is reading a book whose name escapes me at the moment, but the core about it is racism. And so we're going to be discussing that next month.
Okay. And so would the setup be on that, that you have somebody else come in as a facilitator, or is this something you as the director would facilitate? How does it work? I'm curious.
It could be either way. So that what they're trying to do is teach us to be better facilitators,
mm-hmm.
to handle difficult conversations if they come up.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also bring in facilitators to run programs. It depends mm-hmm. on what the focus is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really happy to see us move forward with that. You know, Deb, that I've wanted us with the new library, have thought about that all along. I see the library as a community center where people can discuss issues that maybe they aren't comfortable with, but at least people can discuss and hear other opinions and other ideas. So I think it's great.
Thank you. That's one of the reasons I wanted to take the class when the opportunity was given.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea.
It's been very interesting, and it's not mm-hmm. always comfortable
right.
for me mm-hmm. to do. But mm-hmm. I'm learning a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then I love the art show plan and the plans for the food pantry. Great.
Yeah, I'm really excited about both of those. I really wish we could do the art show this spring instead of mm-hmm. next spring.
Yeah.
They already did it this year.
Yeah, you said they did it already this year.
Yeah. Could we maybe do an adult art show sometime yet this year? When I say this year, I mean before December or whatever, you know.
We could consider it, yes. We're also planning on, the photography club wants to do an mm-hmm. art show of all mm-hmm. of our work. So we're thinking about that. And we also would like to, more informally than what I talked to the art teacher about, do a display of the kids from the school, some of their
mm-hmm.
art.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a show with the, I like the monthly artists, that's great, but a show with the reception and all that, I think is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm loving the artwork up on the walls. Wow, beautiful. Any other questions or comments for Deb?
Oh, did we get an answer on the responsibility for the snowshoes?
Not yet. She had to talk to someone.
Okay.
But she didn't think that they would have any issue with being the ones responsible for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I guess we're ready to move on. Thank you. Any correspondence?
No.
All right. Ardith, you're up. Friends report. Take your time. I feel your pain. Can you unmute her, Deb?
All it's saying is,
there you go.
There she is.
You got it.
Okay, well, the only definite fundraiser we have scheduled, we're working on several possibilities, but the one we have is a book sale on May 30th, which is Memorial Day this year. So we're getting ready for that. We're hoping we have someone lined up to take the leftover books, but that is, we haven't gotten that confirmed yet. Otherwise, that's on its way. And we approved last night to fund Deb's request for purchase of some books for the library.
Yay.
And that's about all I have to say.
Thank you, Ardith.
They made my evening, I have to say.
So this, the paint and sip hasn't gone anywhere, Ardeth?
No. First of all, there's a number of possibilities for where it might be held, and that wasn't decided, but Sarah can't do it on the two dates that were best for the members of our group, and we decided we'd rather reschedule later at a time when we can all, our schedules coincide.
Yeah, well, great.
And try to find somebody else.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. On to standing committees, buildings and grounds, Sue?
Nothing to report at this time.
Okay. Jim?
Nothing to report. Okay. Nothing to report.
Yep. Jane, personnel?
Nothing to report.
Arlene, long range plan?
Just to say that thank you. I've already thanked Deb, but I will say thank you again. You should have received the updated copy of the long range plan that I wasn't able to figure out how to get into that chart. I probably could have, but I thought it was easier to give it to somebody who knew how. So I appreciate Deb or whoever else did it. So everybody has a copy.
Yeah, actually, we couldn't convert it back. So Deb got in touch with me because I had the Word document.
Oh.
So we finally put it all together. So all good.
That's something to know, I guess. I think that's something to know for the future, that when you have a report that's set up like that, that it should, you know, and that you're going to update it every year, that it should be user friendly.
Yeah. Well, now Deb has the Word document, so.
Great.
And I've got an extra in case there are any crashes anywhere. All right. Great. Painless. That was quick. All right. Unfinished business. Solar energy discussion.
You forgot Santina.
Oh, so, Santina.
It's public relations.
I checked you off. I don't see your beautiful face. So I'm sorry. Public relations.
Okay. Yeah, nothing to report.
Okay. Thank you, Santina. I'm so sorry. Okay. So don't put the agenda away, Kate. There we go. The solar energy discussion with.
Okay, I have to step back on this discussion because of not being a part of the most recent aspect of what was going on. So I'm throwing it out to somebody else.
Okay, so what questions have come up for you that haven't been answered? We did have Jermaine look at the contract and send us an email. So what's still in the space for you?
For me?
No, anyone.
Questions? Oh, anybody. Thank you. It's the board. Group you.
Yeah.
Good.
The group us.
Okay.
I did look up a bunch of stuff. Like there's information on NYSERDA about the, what are they called?
The bill credits, that
the bill credit,
the,
yep. Yeah. That's what the solar panels actually produce.
Yeah. Yeah, that's still, I mean, doing business with somebody who can't tell you what you're going to get is kind of strange.
Well, I guess they can tell you if you talk to them. Jermaine has been in touch with them a couple of times, as late I think as last week, maybe this week, the person she's talking to agreed wholeheartedly that the contract is poorly written, and they apparently are going to meet with their legal people to see about revising it. So it's not just us.
Okay, where does that leave us in terms of this contract, though? I mean, how quickly are they revising it?
Well, it depends what your comfort level is. Jermaine said, you know, looking at it, that it didn't look like it put it as any risk. So whatever you want to do. I think this is tied in with the state, too, this whole business. So it can't be too far. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. It can't be too fouled up. I think it's certainly it has to be reasonably safe for people to sign up for it.
Yeah, I certainly know people who've done this more than a year ago, and there hasn't been any issues, you know, private individuals. And mm-hmm. NYSERDA has a lot of information on the website. And it's built through National Grid, so it's that makes me more comfortable than when that, we first looked too. Into this. Mm-hmm. And they came and said we had to use the credit card, and it was billed separately, and that was like before COVID, so that was when we first got into the building. So this is the time to speak up. Concerns?
I guess
go ahead.
I was gonna. Is there anyone that doesn't want to sign up for it? They feel uncomfortable enough where they don't want to. They don't think we should do it. I guess taking a vote would tell us.
Yeah, well,
quick
maybe
enough.
Having a motion to approve, and then we'll have a discussion if we have a motion and a second, and then we can discuss it further before we have a vote.
All right, I'll step right into it.
Okay.
I move we sign up for this solar farm.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Jane, further discussion, please. We get to have different opinions.
I think saving 10% on our power bill with, as far as I can see, little or no risk is a good thing to do. I know there may be some environmental issues at the end of the project, but I don't I don't know. I guess I'm just hopeful that those won't come back to bite us somehow.
Yeah.
I say us because they wouldn't bite us. It'd be probably a community wherever these solar panels are located.
Yeah. I agree with Jim, and having read Bill Gates' book on how to avoid climate change, there's nothing that, I mean, we are making an environmental impact just by being alive, and there are no renewable resources that aren't also making an environmental impact. So what is that expression? Don't throw out the good for the great. I don't know, something like that.
Baby with the bathwater.
The baby with the bathwater, whatever.
Yeah, I hope we continue to look at ways to reduce the cost of energy at the library. I don't know if there are any in-house. This is sort of auxiliary to the vote, but I don't know where else to bring up these ideas. You know, in-house, are there any things that we could be doing to lower the energy consumption? I don't know if there are not, I would just say that I think that's something we should be looking at. And then does the library again want to look back sometime in the future to having geothermal wells? Is there some other way, or down the line, would it be prudent for us to have our own solar panels out in the field? But I do think, I would like to see the library continue to look at reduction of energy costs long-term and to see if there are either additional or perhaps better ways to save on energy costs.
I absolutely agree, Arlene.
Yep.
And I also feel, I know there aren't many libraries doing this. There are libraries doing this, but we are so dependent on electricity at our library that I guess we could think of it as leading the way. Maybe other libraries will pick up on this now. Somebody's got to be the first in the area to do it, I guess.
And if you're just coming down to dollars and cents, I think this is a time in which we could use saving as much as we can.
Yeah.
I think the library should always be looking to save as much as we can. Yeah.
So I'm not hearing from anyone else. Are we ready for a vote?
Go for it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Abstain.
Abstain, Fred abstains, okay. Santina, I didn't hear your vote.
Sorry, aye.
Okay, so thank you. Motion carried with one abstention. All right. Thank you, Jane.
Yes. Well,
not this month.
No. You did
put a lot of time into it.
You used to put a lot of time into it, and Deb.
And thanks to Jermaine, too, for providing that service.
Thank you, Jermaine. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you, everyone, for picking up the slack for me. So.
Okay. All good. All right. Well, those were extra meetings, and who knew, right? So no worries. New business. Approval resolution for proposed budget. You all have a copy of that, and we've discussed this. Mm-hmm.
You know, something showed up that I don't understand, and I don't know, maybe it was like this last time. On page 2, under building general contractor or whatever, it shows that from July to December of 21, we spent $859, which is only a half year, and yet we're only budgeting $800 for next year. I'm sure there's an explanation, but I don't know what it is. The first item at the top of the second sheet.
What line is that, Arlene?
Yeah, the first under maintenance and repair, and then line 34. And it shows that we spent $859 from July to December this year, and yet we're only budgeting $800 for the whole next year.
I don't want to say anything until I find what I'm looking for. If I can find it quickly.
I don't even know what that line means, frankly.
That would be what we paid. For instance, the guy that came and did the roof last year.
The shoveling and such on the front or whatever?
Off the roof itself.
Mm-hmm.
When we had the ice jam.
Okay.
Right. That's not all for him, though. Yeah. I can't find my notes, but I think the reason why is because one of the line items... When I originally did the 859, I think that one of those things didn't belong in there. It belonged in a different line. So I felt comfortable lowering it to 800. But I would have to confirm that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry if it was there last time, I didn't notice it.
It was. I didn't change that. I mean, the other reality is there's very few lines I have any control over what they are. And that may be one of the lines I felt like I could decrease some.
Okay, any other questions about the budget? Are you ready to have a motion to approve the budget?
So moved.
Fred? Second?
Second, Jim.
Jim, any further discussion?
Yeah, I just had a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, please. No, that's fine.
Have we gotten a notification that our insurance is going up? I'm on the front page for property and liability that we're budgeting $10,000 this year.
I based it off the fact that we spent $10,000 last year for the year.
Okay. That's our insurance policy we have with Utica Mutual?
I'm sure, yes. And he had told me that there's a certain percentage that it usually goes up every year. So I use that to figure the amount. And it came up about 10.
No, I was just wondering if he had, given you any indication as to what they're looking at for next year. So, okay. No, it was just a question. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Anything else? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Anyone abstaining? Motion carried. All right, on to appointment of the election clerk and election inspectors.
We have to do the resolution.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Huh?
You said keep you in line. I'm keeping you in line.
I know. Thank you. Okay. We are first with the, what are we doing first? The resolution.
Election proposition, yeah.
Election proposition, okay. To be resolved, that one. Mm-hmm. Any questions about this? All right, so do we have a motion to approve the public library resolution election proposition?
So moved.
Okay, that was Arlene. Second?
Second.
Okay, I think I heard Fred first. Thank you, Sue. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. Thank you. Now we're doing the election inspectors. A motion to approve the appointment of Sharon Kalinskowitz and yes. Ruth Girardi as election inspectors on Wednesday, June 8th from 2 to 8 p.m. at a rate of $13.20 per hour. Can we have a motion to approve that?
So moved, Jim.
Jim?
Second, Jane.
Jim and Jane, all right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Anyone abstaining? All right, motion carried.
And then you have to do me as election clerk.
Okay.
Which we should have done before, but.
Okay, a motion to appoint Deborah Flint as the election clerk for the election on June 8th.
So move, Arlene.
Arlene.
Second, Jane.
Jane. Okay. If there's no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed or abstaining? All right, motion carried. All right, I think we're done. Public comment? No?
Wait, well, I just have one question before we finish. Did we want to talk about trying to do the volunteer reception again? Third time's a charm kind of thing.
We're not afraid we're going to jinx ourselves, huh? No.
Well, we could wait till next month to talk about it if you want.
No. Okay, so what do you think, Santina?
I think, I guess we could certainly start considering a discussion about it. I don't honestly recall the last time we had a tentative plan, what time frame we were thinking of. So how soon would we need to then start considering it based on the dates, calendar, conflicts, et cetera?
Yeah, I think the last time it was late August to catch the snowbirds before they leave or before school, whatever the reason was. Okay, so shall we
put it on
the agenda for next month?
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
That's progress. Yay. Okay. All right. So a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Jim. A second? No second. One wants to adjourn?
Jane.
Okay. Jane. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. Meeting adjourned at 7:15. Thanks, Ardith. Thanks for coming. See you soon.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.